Yevamos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches. V'chulon, shayu bahen kedushin o gerushin besafik. All these 15 arayas that either had a kedushin or a gerushin besafik, that we're not sure it was a suffik, we're going to see soon in the Mishnah, a suffik whether he was married or divorced from his brother, these arayas. Harei elu tzaros chotzos v'lo misyabmos. So if his brother, if his dead brother, had another wife, the tzara, she does chalitza to him, but not ibum. Why is that? Because, since it's a suffik, we're not sure, perhaps his brother was married to one of his arayas, and therefore she's a tzaras erva, and he cannot do ibum. He doesn't do chalitza either, but he certainly can't do ibum. And on the other side, maybe his brother didn't marry the erva. Let's say he was dealing with his daughter. So let's say his brother, or misipically married his daughter, meaning his niece, and there's a tzad, because we're going to see there was a suffik. We're going to see what the suffik was. And if he's not really married, then there is a mitzvah of yibum to the other woman. She's not a tzaras erva because he was never married to the guy's daughter. So therefore, all these cases, they do chalitza and not yibum. Ketzat suffik kiddushin. So what's the case of suffik kiddushin? Sarakla kiddushin. He throws her kiddushin. Let's say he throws her money to be mekadosh her. Suffik harvlo, suffik harvlo. And the cases the Rab brings down that, let's say they're exactly 8 amos apart. Exactly. And he throws it literally in between. And they're misupik whether it was in his dalet amos or her dalet amos. Zehus fake kiddushin. This is a suffik whether he was mekadosher. Sfeik gerushin, what's that? Now gerushin is interesting because it's not really a suffik. For sure, these cases, which is an interesting sugya, but these cases are for sure a gerushin min haTorah. But it's not a divorce. It's not a gerushin midrabanan. What's the case? Suffik gerushin kosov biksav yodo. The Baal, the husband, writes a get with his own hand, with his own writing. Ve'ein olav edim, but there's no edim on a get. So when a Baal writes a get, even without edim, midiraisa, that's a good get. Because Baal dover is kameya edim domi. However, the Rabbanan need edim on a get. Or yesh olav edim ve'ein bozman, or he has edim on a get, but he does not write his man on a get. Also, midiraisa, you don't need to write his man, but the Rabbanan you do. So therefore, the get is pasul with the Rabbanan. Yesh bo zman vein bo ela eid achad. Or there's a zman, but there's only one aid. And the sofer becomes the second aid, as the Mefarshim point out. So midiraisa, it's a good get. But midirabanan, this is not acceptable. Zehu sfeik gerushin. This is a sfeik gerushin. Like we said, it's not really a suffik. Like the Gemara says, Taisi Yantar brings. Rather, it's just pasul midirabanan. So all these cases, since it's not a good get midirabanan, she really then, midirabanan, was a tsaras erva, because he never was megarish the erva. Therefore, the remaining brother can only do chalitza, not yibum.